This is episode 4. Number 4.
Four score and four podcasts ago.
Four podcasts ago, we were pretty new. We're still fucking new.
Yep.
Noobs. This is At The Drive-In playing, by the way, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. So find them, buy their albums.
They're pretty popular.
They have some cool music.
Some sounds,
some cool sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So as I guess now we're like back on track, right?
Yeah, this we're is basically, on our weekly schedule. Back to the regiment.
We're back to the reg, to the regs. I don't know. We got a couple cool bands on today. I'm going to start announcing them, and I guess In Dying Arms, They Found Her in Pieces, and the third one, which is a cool band. I guess, you know, they're sort of local, sort of popular. Mm-hmm. Number 12 Looks Like You.
They're so pretty cool. Sound good? Yep. Played with them before.
Oh, you did?
Eleanor Rigby's for some big festival.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's pretty cool. They were good.
Who?
It's 6 o'clock on the 31st. January. Tomorrow is
the first
February.
Day of Black History Month, right?
Really? Yes.
That's true.
We get to salute Mr. Martin Luther King in the next couple episodes, I guess.
Right.
We're both African American.
I'm part Native American, French Canadian American, French Canadian, Native French Canadian,
Indian,
Brazilian
German.
Slash something.
Yeah.
So did you see the State of the Union?
Nope, I didn't get any of it besides
what
we watched on mute, recording the last podcast.
Well, I saw a couple highlights, I guess. He was pretty... You know what? I was talking some smack, sort of, a little bit, on Obama the past couple. I was just, like, hoping that he would say something to reinstate my trust in him.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's a good speaker, and that's what he did.
Yeah. And even though he doesn't write his own speeches.
Even though, yeah, but he's...
But still.
You know what? He's... It was either he's a very genuine dude trying to do good things, which I'm hoping, or well thought out, staged sort of improv everywhere style thing where he would say something bad to somebody and the camera would zoom in on their faces and they would be like...
Yeah, they'd get everyone's reaction.
Everybody
was like completely against what he was saying.
Right, right.
It's like they planned it and knew... Who is gonna, like, Supreme Court is gonna shit the bed on this one.
They're gonna be mad about this, get the cameras ready.
And then
ready.
They're sitting there numb, like, mannequins in the chair.
Yeah, everybody else is fucking cheering.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there like a bunch of douches.
Forget your kickbacks.
Yeah. Fuck all of you. I mean, I just hope, against hope, that you all get your shit together, stop fighting amongst yourselves, and get some shit done for this country, because you know what? I know the health... I'm going to say that the health situation is done.
I need
They're
no
not
going to
work on that
out.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But...
Hopefully we can fucking... Get a solution quick, because...
Do something. Do something about people losing their homes and at least
fucking
jobs and
mortgages
freaking
going through and fucking like your situation.
Yeah,
you know, that was shitty.
Well, it was a good speech.
Yeah,
but actually, Chris Matthews talked about this.
Who
he
was
said,
that? Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews, the dude with the giant forehead.
Yeah.
He said...
The blank billboard.
He was like, it was such a good speech, I forgot he was black for an hour.
He said black for an hour.
Right. He was white for 1 hour.
Yeah. He was Beyonce.
Well,
speaking of Obama, Mel Gibson, I want to make a correction on our Mel Gibson comment last week. He did not punch the cop in the face.
He didn't?
Nope.
What did
he called
do?
The cop... Cock. He called the cop sugar tits. He didn't punch her. We call their sugar tits.
Oh, so. And another correction. You said John Kerry was Howard Dean. Yeah, that's Howard Dean.
Yeah, that's Howard Dean.
Another, also one more correction is our phone number is 641, not 614. It's 641-715-3900.
Like
extension 83097, bitch. 83097, bitch. 83097.
So, what the fuck is with that Luke Wilson guy? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
He was in, like, a bunch of Comedy Central movies that kind of sucked, but were kind of good.
Who's that?
He's, like, really... you've seen him on TV. He's reduced to fucking AT&T ads now. You know
is
who
that
I'm
the guy?
About? He got fatter. And he's like, oh, this is downloading faster than this one.
That guy.
Yeah, he
I
got
fucking
fat and,
hate
like,
that guy. I saw him in a movie...
TV commercials.
He's a fucking dick. I saw him in a movie the other day.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
It definitely sucked. It was, pretty sure it was on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Actually. But he always plays a dumbass.
Well, actually, I don't know, because AT&T is a pretty big company. You think maybe that's even better than doing fucking movies?
Is that's probably better than That 70s Show.
Damn.
That's why they had to cast
him
as...
Yeah, he played as the older brother.
As Casey Kelso. Foreskin.
Hey, Foreskin.
Hey.
Check out my Firebird.
I guess I wanted to talk about a couple, like... Because, I know everybody does this shit with Craigslist. Mm. As my dad says, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
It's Craigslist?
You talk about Craigslist? I put on Craigslist.
I'll put my band on Craigslist and see if we can play. The 16-year-old girl, they didn't want the pilots to play the party.
The castle body, I don't know. I have more of an Italian accent.
These are actual posts from our local Craigslist for casual encounters, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you could say.
Casual, okay.
massage wanted, this one. Any chance of getting a legit back massage? Not seeking sexual encounter. I drove 4,300 miles in 1 month, and my back and lower back is stiff. 5'8", 165 pounds. WM, please.
Oh, he's definitely a fucking trucker, if you're saying he's driving
He's definitely
around.
A serial killer.
Yeah, he probably fucking...
He probably kills people.
Rapes people on the side of the road.
If he's saying that
truck stops and...
He's one of the few people saying he's not looking for a sexual encounter on Craigslist. In the sexual encounter area...
It's not what you want. What you really want.
No.
It's just that I want you.
This one looks promising. It's entitled "I Crave Cock." 38. I'm a 6'1", 255-pound bottom slut in need of either a cock to suck and slash or fuck me. I believe I am worthless as a human unless a man is using me for his pleasures. Please contact me and let's try to hook up for time. for you to use me.
Why were you on Craigslist looking at this to find it in the first place, Marcus?
Well, I mean, these are all... I'm reading these right now. These are live. Yeah. I have never seen these before. You can see my search history.
Yeah, but what made you come to this?
Because...
Craigslist male erotic section.
There's always some reason for something, right?
Yeah, true.
Top looking. Guys, read everything I have on here. I will not go on to any website unless it's 100% free. I'm looking for regular hookups from Scranton. I don't care.
So you're a cheap date.
I don't care.
100% free websites.
I mean, this guy looks like he's legitimately looking for... This is a straight... He says, I'm gay. 34. 5'7", black hair, brown eyes. He's looking for an actual gay dude. This is no bullshit. I mean, you have to say that there's a lot of dudes on here that are gonna lure you in and kill you.
Yeah.
So, those are the ones that I'm trying to...
Take your kidneys and leave you in a hotel room.
May I just do you? Entitled? Seeking to pleasure a young guy, 18
slip
to
a roofie in your drink and then do you? We'll get some drinks, you know. You'll be out in no time, don't worry.
I can host. They always say host. Like it's...
Like they're going to have a party, yeah.
Like they're going to have, like, you're going to go...
Chips and dip. I'll host it. I'll bring...
Let's go to the restaurant.
I'll bring the Snyder's pretzels and the sour cream dip you love.
I'll bring the dad's root beer and the... So, I mean, you know, you there's enough of these.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through this bullshit.
Oh, man. On fucking Friday, I was at fucking Turkey Hill, and I'm pumping my gas, and I see fucking kind of out of the corner of my eye, the next car to me is kind of shaking, and I look in it, and there's like a fucking 3 or 4 year old kid by himself in the car at the gas pump, and he's fucking standing on the driver's seat, steering the front wheel.
What?
And fucking trying to beep the horn and
what?
Shit. And the fucking parent was in Turkey Hill the whole time. And I'm like, should I fucking do something?
Maybe he was like punked.
I didn't want to intrude. No. Or like one of those, what would you do situations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like fucked up TV show. But no, the guy just fucking sat him down. I don't even think he put the kid in a car seat. He just drove away.
He just sat him down. Like, on his lap. Stood him up on the back.
Here, son, you
stand
drive.
Stand on the back seat and hold on to the fucking thing, the shit handle.
Fucking open the back thing so we could play in the trunk. Yeah.
Like,
I really felt like I should do something, but I didn't.
I didn't know you when I was moving up here. And I...
Nope.
I was riding in the trailer on the way up here, all the way from Jersey.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I thought it was a good idea.
Hmm. I see.
I thought it was cool, but apparently it's not cool. It's not a good thing to do, especially for a 2-hour ride in the summer in a fucking trailer with a couch in it. It's not a good idea. Thanks, Dad, for telling me that that was okay to do.
Yeah. I found this fucking funny joke article thing. It's not really an article. It's just like... something you read, and it's pretty funny. It's called The World's Worst Boyfriend Prepares for Valentine's Day To-Do List.
Hmm.
Number one is lube.
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 Of course.
Find flowers.
Wait, lube is before flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. Send a free Facebook gift. The dick in the box one, maybe, you know.
Right.
That's a good one. Get $10 or $5 Best Buy gift card. Clown wig.
Hmm.
Pick up some 40s. Course. Double check reservations.
Hurricane.
Oh, that's stupid. Washer never forgot. Or wait, washer never forgotten 9/11 2001 t-shirt. Lube. Buy a Sharpie finish making
lube
card.
Lube again?
Yeah, lube. Second time. Buy a Sharpie finish making card. Make sure a tattoo place will do her tattoo even if she's drunk. Threaten her father. Brush her teeth. And that's it.
Wait, what? Brush your teeth?
Yeah.
All right, well, on that note, we're going to come up on the first song, which is in Dying Arms, Baltimore, Maryland. They're kind of local, not really, but pretty badass. So yeah. We're just going to play this real quick. This song is called Blemish, featuring Mikey Stevens. I don't know who the fuck Mikey Stevens. Who's that?
I don't know. It says Job for a Cowboy or something, but I don't think that's the singer or anything.
We should do research before we do this.
Yeah, but check these guys out. They're good.
They're good.
Good.
Recording the podcast.
Yep. Yes. That's what we're doing.
Yes, actually, we just kicked back on. How is everybody?
How is everybody?
Hey, Kevin, you're having a little cameo.
Talk
via.
Put him on through the speakerphone.
Hold on. Let's see if this kicks out. Yeah. Say hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
So is there anything you have to say from abroad?
All right. Well, yeah. Call me later when you're done with the podcast.
All right, balls.
Well.
Oh, that was funny. Kevin's a good guy. Kevin is background guy. That was background guy making a cameo.
Yeah, you know he's been in every episode up until now.
Yeah. No, he's in this episode, technically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I
guess. He called at the right time.
Oh, God.
Speaking of those folks in Honesdale.
Okay.
Paulie's Hot Dogs now sells tacos.
What? Really?
Paulie's Hot Dogs, who we've had, I think on the first podcast we mentioned, that is a fine eatery in Honesdale.
Mm-hmm.
Of all types of hot dogs, cheesesteaks, burgers, other fried foods. It's boardwalk food. And now they have tacos, and that makes me happy.
That does.
Because that is my cafeteria.
You know what I have to say about
my
that?
My life cafeteria. What do you have to say about that?
What?
You asked what I... you said, what do you know what I have to say about that?
Oh, you know what I have to say about that?
What?
Oh,
getting technical over here.
That's nice. No, actually,
it smells really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really does smell good.
It does. Those Polly's hot dogs are
unbelievable.
Oh, they're just great. They're unbelievable.
Can you get it?
I'll go pick you up some in a little bit if you want.
Thank you.
They do deliver. Yes,
no,
yes,
thank
they
you very
deliver.
Much. They do. They do.
Oh, till midnight.
Oh.
Okay. Enough with those.
Okay. So, what do you have to talk about? Right now.
Right now, I want to talk about being in the woods, because I love to go in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if many people feel the same way.
Yeah, I like.
It's
I
like
mean,
euphoric to be mm-hmm. out in the woods by
it's
yourself.
Good times.
Sometimes,
it's like into the wild.
Yes,
which is
not
one of
even
my
just
favorite.
Camping or anything, just like fucking or fucking partying. Just I don't know.
Didn't you have a segment you wanted to start?
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna start fucking writing the first thought that pops into our heads every morning. When
every
we
morning.
Wake up.
So what is yours?
My first. Well, I told you one last week that happened the day of the show. Fucking about the. Prosthetic leg vacuum.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't write any more down. I just thought of the segment.
Oh.
Yeah.
well, I wanted to say that...
What?
You know the show The Electric Company?
No.
The Electric Company. It's no. like OG. OG-rific.
OG-rific.
On the fucking... on WVIA. Anyway, it's awesome. It's like...
What do you mean OG-rific?
Meaning I mean, it's original gangster-rific, but it's also in kids' version. It's like
it's
the
like
Wiggles.
All in the Family?
No, it's like the Wiggles, if the Wiggles was in...
Compton?
Compton.
Or Brooklyn.
Something like that. Well, I was going to say Brooklyn, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very city feel to it. With the...
Did you see American Idol?
No.
I'm extraordinarily gay, as I have written down here. Extraordinarily gay.
Which one? Actually, I did see one of them.
Jason Green.
Who's that?
Was his name.
Was his name?
I believe he's the one who sang... Everything about you, touch
oh, yeah.
myself.
When I think about you.
When I think about you.
He had that striped shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking...
He was a very gay...
He was disturbing, almost.
Mm-hmm. He was very...
It was bad.
You know that Brinks commercial.
Brinks? Home security?
AJ.
AJ?
AJ? And then he busts in the window. It was her boyfriend. Says goodbye to... You know that commercial?
No. You'd Wait, the guy from American Idol's boyfriend? That's what I mean.
I'm just going to say yeah.
Okay.
And we'll move on.
Okay.
There's another segment you were talking about starting, right?
Which one? What the fuck was it?
What was it?
I have it written down.
Austin Gay Gay?
Oh, yeah. And When We're Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to When We're Rich.
When We're Rich. You can call in and tell us your what do you want to do if you're rich, when you're rich. This can be anything from destroying a celebrity's career to somehow empowering people and, you know, whatever you want to do, really. So, what do you want to do? When you're rich.
When I'm rich, I'm going to get a miniature drum kit, and I'm going to put it in front of my toilet, so when I shit, I can play drums.
You play drums, and yeah. You can pound it out.
Pound it out, you know?
when I'm rich...
Stick up in there and work it out.
I am going to... hopefully... be able to...
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Punch Mel Gibson in the face, and... pay for the ensuing lawsuit.
Yes. See, you were the cop that he called Sugar Tits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It was me.
He's got some sugary titties.
I mean, they, obviously. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess, you know, we're probably going to come up on the second song here, right?
I think so.
Yeah, sounds like a good
thing. Song two.
song too.
This
song is good. This band is called, which is a very, this is like very close to my heart.
It's a subtle,
they found subtle her in name. Pieces. And, I mean, it, this just, this goes out to all of my homies.
The G thugs.
All my G thugs, all my dead homies.
Yeah.
Probably the most gangsta song I've ever heard in my mm-hmm. life. This is Widowmaker.
Hello.
So, that was They Found Her in
Pieces.
Pieces.
Yep.
That was from their MySpace, obviously, because the next song always starts because I'm never prepared. Because I'm always just sitting here, like, listening to the song, and then it just ends.
Yeah.
Like, to turn the volume up real
no
quick.
No time to react.
So, I have a couple things here, if you want to read.
Me too, no. I don't want to read your things. I'm going to read my thing.
Rush Limbaugh was caught dancing to Lady Gaga's Poker Face while doing the Jersey Shore fist pump.
Where?
Yes. This is from...
Rush Limbaugh? Isn't he really sick? He can't be fist pumping if he's really sick. Doesn't he run the country, or is he just like a...
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, no. No. I mean, not run the country, but isn't he like...
No, he's a radio dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's a douchebag.
He was like a... I don't know.
He was trying to. He was running for governor or something like that.
Oh, fuck him.
But, yeah, fuck him, because he's a dick. He's the one who's...
That fist pumping bastard.
He's the one who's saying that shit
probably
about...
Probably got malaria.
What's his name? Michael J. Fox.
What about his Parkinson's?
Yeah.
What'd he say about it?
He's the one.
What?
Who was like... Ooh, He was exaggerating his Parkinson's or whatever.
Oh, fuck that. No way.
Yes, no it's way. As awesome as it sounds. Quotes AOL News. It was all part of some kind of preliminary competition Thursday night in advance of the Miss America pageant, which airs tonight on TLC, which was the other day. The host was having the judges contest when she got into the dance portion, and Rush Limbaugh channeled his inner Elaine Binney. I don't know who that is.
Imagine ourselves being in that situation at some Miss America pageant with Rush Limbaugh there and some kind of house music playing and seeing him fist pump.
That would have been the best thing. The only way it would have gotten better is if he fucking had a heart attack.
Yeah. With pit stains from fist pumping.
Ugh. The Jersey Shore cast inks season 2 deal. Jersey Shore fans, rest easy, says the TMZ staff. The deal has been made, and the whole gang will be back for season 2.
Yes.
They made it official.
So happy.
Late the other day. Before Friday, before the Friday deadline we told you about, obviously. I was listening, you know, to TMZ. Pauly D, The Situation, Snooki, J-Wild, Sammy, Ronnie, Vinny will all return this summer, but not to New Jersey. The network says the crew will escape the cold Northeast to find themselves in a new destination.
Where are they going?
They're not warm weather cities, you have been warned. That's all it says. So you don't, I mean, you
maybe
never
they're
going
to go jump around the world. They're going to fucking, they're going to send them
to Brazil.
Global.
They'll send them to...
We should have them help fight global warming.
Send them to Dubai.
They're tan enough to fit in Dubai. We just need to fucking put some...
Just a little bit extra.
Grow a mustache. Don't pluck your unibrows.
They could take the tanning pills I was talking about.
Yeah. So.
What were you saying? What? Who?
Nothing.
Oh.
Hungum.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
I don't know.
Their kids are preparing a speech tonight.
Oh, about,
Yeah.
What, him?
Joe Jackson. No, something on, fucking the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Going on tonight, right? But, I don't know. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. What can you do? A Hungarian bank lost more than $28,000 in a crash after security vehicles rammed a prison van carrying convicted bank robbers. So, an armored car security van was rammed by a prison vehicle carrying bank robbers.
That's crazy. So, did the bank robbers get out?
No, while rescue personnel saved the prisoners from their burning van, a small fortune disappeared. They don't know where the security bags went. They spilled out into the streets in Budapest, and civilians were seen driving up, grabbing the cash and speeding away. Like any smart person
like anybody would fucking do, like I would do.
And they're surprised, but they say it might have been planned from in jail.
Wow. That would have been crazy.
That's got to be some, like, Italian job shit.
Yeah.
Like, to know when two vans are going to be passing each other.
And they crash
into
the thing.
A van full of fucking money.
Fucking steal it.
A van full of fucking prisoners.
And then when they get out, they're rich.
Yeah, but when they got out, they were, like, burning. Oops.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
That was part of the plan, though.
At least you got out of jail.
Yeah. I mean, they have better insurance than fucking I do.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, the French make a 120-foot condom to fight AIDS. Did you know that?
No.
As if it, AIDS is like
put it on
some,
a tree.
As if AIDS is like some
trees are
giving dragon.
Us AIDS.
Yeah, a tree. The AIDS tree.
They're going to fill it with logs. Fill it with wood. the AIDS tree.
Yeah, the French have unveiled their latest weapon to battle the sexually transmitted diseases, a 120-foot condom filled with helium that went on display Tuesday at the Palais de Duvencourt in Paris. The giant inflatable dubbed Condom Fury will set off a five-continent tour to promote World AIDS Day on December 1st, part of a campaign they started by the Safe Sex
Group.
They're
going to drag this condom around the world?
Well, the group is called Condom Fly.
Who do they drag it? Like when you're at the beach, they drag it behind a little
I don't know. I don't know if it's self-propelled or if they... It's supposed to be...
a condom rocket ship.
It's supposed to show up in the United States at some point in the in the near future.
It's gonna tunnel away through the earth.
It's going to be in New York City, I believe. So we'll look out for the giant condom as it comes... but, you know,
if you see it, take some pictures.
Yeah.
Because that's a sight to behold.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
It's pretty crazy how Toyota fucking stopped selling cars.
Yeah, I know.
At one time, the one day.
All at once, because fucking, the sticky gas pedals.
Yeah. They're so sticky.
They're sticky. They stick to everybody.
Damn, my Toyota go sticky, very cut. That's not good to go down the road and stick. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, hopefully I can get a Prius for like $2,000 now.
$200.
And I'll fix that. I'll put in a different gas pedal.
Put a clutch.
I'll put in a nice clutch. A nice old sway bar.
Yeah, a nice clutch sway bar. Some A-arms.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
A cane next to you so you can pull the gas pedal back.
Yeah.
You have a cane.
Become standard.
We give it with a cane.
That's my father.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Hey, do you know how to FedEx a panda?
Do you know how to FedEx a panda? I don't really know how to.
Yeah, well, someone... They fucking artificially inseminated a panda and then sent it from fucking some national zoo, leaving a national zoo in Washington or something. I forget.
Through FedEx?
Yeah. They're FedExing a panda, though.
Specifically through FedEx, though. It's not through anything. It's like, what was that movie? Castaway. That was all FedEx, too, right?
I was thinking Mighty Joe Young, where they fucking put the gorilla in the back of the panda.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
This
it's a tearjerker, Mighty Joe Young.
This is also a good song.
It is a good song.
I believe.
Yeah.
Speak of a place with the color.
Man.
Who was that, Sean? It was the number 12.
Oh, yeah. Number 12. Looks like you.
Something.
Yeah. I got a hoodie from them that was pretty cool when I played. It says, fucking, I will find creative ways to strip your body parts and use them as weapons of torture. My mother would be proud.
Really?
Yeah. It was a pretty cool hoodie.
Interesting.
Yep.
I wonder if those are lyrics.
Probably, yeah. That's a good lyric line, though. Bill Gates promises $10 billion for vaccines.
For what?
For vaccines.
Vaccines. Interesting.
Yeah. Who the fuck has $10 billion to give away?
Bill Gates.
Like, even though it's going to be, like, for good cause, like, who has fucking...
Definitely Bill Gates.
$10 billion fucking dollars.
He's got a lot of fucking money.
Most people make, like, a million or two in their whole lifetime or something like that.
Can you guys talk without dropping the F-bomb?
I think it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a question.
You know, what are you going to do? But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd
like to, maybe, create a little story here.
Create a story.
You wake up. You know, picture this. Okay. You wake up in the morning. What do? You turn on the bathroom faucet.
You stretch.
You know. For some reason, you go into the kitchen and the water is boiling. You notice somebody taking pictures of you outside through the window.
You say, what the fuck is that guy doing with the camera, man?
Try to open a can, and then you put it on the table.
Yeah, but it just doesn't sit right. No, it doesn't sit right. I can't get it. It's just weird.
Your cell phone vibrates. Who is it?
I don't know. I think it's the government?
No, it's somebody with a chainsaw.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Oh, crap. Here come the footsteps. Okay, well, get your stuff ready because we gotta get to the zombie town.
Oh, hand me my fucking duffel bag over there, dude.
Hello?
What are you calling? What are you calling?
Who's there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I don't know, man. Fucking last night.
Oh yeah. So what happened?
And this morning, fucking. All right. Fucking. I was staying at my girlfriend's house last night. And last night we went to the store and got fucking ice cream and something else. And we fucking got back and went to bed. And the next morning she got ready and all and we fucking were ready to go to my house. And we go out in her driveway and fucking we're getting in her car and all the shit from her glove box is strewn on her front seat. We're like, what the fuck is this? And we realized that like we were the last people in the car and we both sat there and shut the car and like... nothing the night before.
Really?
And fucking someone broke into her car, fucking stole her iPod and her fucking...
What?
Her CD case and shit right in her fucking
she
driveway.
She had an iPod Touch?
No, an iPod fucking Nano.
Oh, well but now it's time fucking, to upgrade.
Yeah, but fucking that's fucked up.
That is fucked
people
up.
People just fucking come right up in your fucking shit.
Especially in Honesdale.
Yeah, that was fucking...
What's up with that? Doesn't she live on, like, some random road?
No, yeah. That's fucked up that someone would do that shit, man.
Yeah. So,
Now that they got a fucking iPod, they can subscribe and hear them.
They can subscribe and they can listen to us. I don't know if they can do that on a Nano, right? Can they?
I don't know. I think so. You can download it on your iTunes off your computer.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Marcus's companions are Pepper Jack cheese sticks. He likes them. He likes to hang out with them.
I do.
They're great friends. They're good to be around.
Companions, hungry, as you said.
You just get a fucking a snack.
You just grab one of your boys.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the cheese.
Eat
the cheese off the stick.
Just grab one of your boys.
That's weird. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Me too.
I didn't write enough notes this week because we did two shows.
I accidentally deleted my notes right in the middle of this podcast.
Just now.
That's not good.
I know the Kitchen Nightmares, that show. Kitchen Nightmares starts.
There's so many
Friday.
Kitchen shows and fucking makeover shows and hair cutting shows and stylish shows and model shows and fucking shoes shows and
shoes.
Wedding planner shows and fucking stupid motherfucking
you stupid
shows.
Motherfuckers. You stupid motherfuckers.
Everything's reality. Everything's so real now.
It's real. It's too real for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
why
surreal.
I just. You could just sit at home and like watch reality shows all day.
You could
day
just
and
watch
like,
other people's lives and completely forget about yours.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
Just to, you know.
Yeah.
It's a form of escapism. I sit at home, I take like, mushrooms, and I watch Love of Ray J. And I feel like I'm there.
Ray J.
Yeah, I am Ray
take
J.
Take Ray J's spot.
I'm that nice colored boy.
Mm-hmm. In a big house in the Hollywood Hills.
I wish I was Ray J. If I was rich, I'd be Ray J.
Yeah. If I was rich, I would be Ray J's.
I would be Ray J.
Ray J's house.
I'd be Ray J's.
If I were rich.
Kerchief.
Yeah. His bustier.
Oh, did you hear about that anti-abortion dude who killed that, abortionist?
No. He straight up killed her for fucking having an abortion.
He killed.
Oh, someone who does abortions?
Yeah, he killed the doctor. He's an anti-abortion lobbyist or whatever. And he, like, shot him in the middle of a church or something and then, like,
holy
ran out
shit.
And was, like, threatening everybody on the way out, like, I'll fucking kill all of you. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and,
are you fucking joking? Where was this?
Because he's pro-life.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pro-life, so it really makes sense to me. You gotta kill off the life.
So this, I don't know where this was. I heard this on some local news, actually, but I don't know if it was local. I think it was just big news.
Mm-hmm.
America's Best Dance Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I watch that show every week. did you know that Omarion is in for Shane Sparks?
Nope.
I talked about Shane Sparks before. Yeah.
On the first podcast?
His situation with his touching his girls or his little girls. I don't know.
That's maybe fucked up, man.
But, Omarion's in for him.
Oh, sweet. Isn't that the guy from B2K or something like that?
I don't know. I thought it was Making the Band.
No. He was in some colored boy band.
He was from In Living Color.
Yeah. He was in there with Eddie Murphy. And
Eddie Murphy was on that show?
No.
Oh. There was a dude in Luzerne County, I forget which town, but he faces charges for blowing the shit out of his fucking house.
What, he blew his own house up?
He blew the shit out of his house and tried to kill himself, but he didn't die.
Oh, he was in it?
He was in it.
Holy fuck.
He fucking,
I thought he just wanted a new house or
no,
something.
No, he poured gasoline all over his place.
Fucking
and
lit it up.
Lit the shit up, and he blew it up somehow.
And he's going to jail for it.
He's going to jail. He's in a wheelchair now. And they loaded him up into the wheelchair.
That's fucking shitty, man.
That sucks. Going to jail for killing him. For endangering the public, I think it was. Or something like that. But,
holy fuck.
Don't you think he should be in, like...
Farm.
He should be in a No, it wasn't even a farm.
It was like in
a neighbor. It was like Dunmore. It's like downtown Scranton. Blew up. It showed like firefighters like cleaning up the debris. It was just pieces of shit like the side, maybe 2 or 3 feet in length of the house.
Wow.
Just in pieces.
It's fucking wild, man. Why would you do that to yourself? And fucking.
Oh, I was watching.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah, I guess that's what he was thinking about.
Yeah.
Obviously. Pennsylvania.
I'm gonna go out with a bang.
I'm from PA. I'm the shit. So that means I gotta blow myself up.
Do you, like your penis?
Very much so.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you're interested in increasing the size and girth of your penis,
mm-hmm.
I saw a new product. It's not really new, but I think it's a new commercial for this. I've never seen a commercial for this product. It's called the Postivac.
Postivac?
Postivac. P-O-S-T-V-A-C. And what I'm... It didn't explain it completely... But it showed like a quick little like diagram of what it does, and what it is a two. It's basically, I guess, it's a penis pump.
Yeah,
it's of a dick, it's a dick pump, obviously. I mean, what
I'm gonna
else?
Make my arms bigger with this thing.
But the people in this commercial, they were. Oh my god!
I finally saw that facial spray commercial you were talking about in the last one, where she sprays the girl's fucking face.
It's hot as hell.
I don't know if it's hot as hell or not.
It's hot as hell.
I'm looking for this situation right here. I think this is it.
Natural way to dramatically improve your sexual performance with Postivac. The medically approved.
She's prepping him.
There we go.
Here's makes you want to. Swinging a tire swing with your spouse. Effectieve manier
om uw seksuele prestaties. No, this is the Postivac in Belgium. Postivac. Door middel van de zachte vacuumzuigende
werking van Postivac ervaart u binnen een seconde een langdurige erectie. Plaats vervolgens de ondersteuningsring en geniet tot Sterling sling.
Well, the main reason I wanted to
the Sterling sling.
I wanted to get these reactions because like looks there.
Oh, honey, look, you look so funny in that tire swing above me. He's black. He doesn't need that.
I know. I mean, everybody's a creep on this commercial, is my point. You know, that's just
and
something.
At one
I'm just
time,
trying to
they
fill
all
time.
Had small penises.
Yeah. If you got a small...
Or we're worried about the size of their penis.
Yeah. Use the Postivac. I guess. Satisfaction. It says, it doesn't say satisfaction guarantee. It says satisfaction anytime.
Anytime. Anytime it feels like working, right?
Anytime.
Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes your penis swells out of proportion and all your blood flows to your penis.
Oh, God. I don't know what's going on with the world today. And these Postivac penis pump. On that note,
on it, on the nose,
right on the nose. I don't know if I. Yeah, let's definitely leave with that note. Is there anything that you want to say, maybe like to the public?
To the public.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
dream of a white
to host this Halloween happening. I hope you had a wonderful time. Don't be a stranger. Stop by again. Well, I must attend to getting a space shuttle to get some of our borracho amigos on a safe journey home. May you have a fabulous and festive Halloween season. Until next time, adios.
Well, the morsels call when they fall on the floor, and the rats will come and they'll eat them.
Now, what happens to the morsels?
Well, every time the morsels come on the floor, the rats will come around and eat them. The rats will eat them.
The rats.